Your favorite Lagos Talks podcasts are now available on all online podcast platforms. Simply search for Lagos Talks 913 on your preferred podcast platform. Lagos Talks 91.3.
Join the conversation.
Let's go. You know, give respect to where respect is due. Let's do.
Then we gotta go. Khaled is the main man today, though.
You know what happened? You know what happened to me yesterday. Oh no, not you. I called you. I left my wallet at the office yesterday.
You left your wallet at the office.
In the office, yes. Wow. So I got down. I go home. Just going to take a bike, and I couldn't find anything on me.
So
nothing.
No card. So how did the bike guy let you off? Such must be never. Okay, you go pay today.
You say, please help me. I just want to
Did you say Abulua Kayode?
No, I didn't. And I didn't have anything to offer.
Your sponsor. No,
that cannot work in my level.
You beg people on the road, please. Just give me 200 naira.
No, now. Like when I go, he just around the area now. So I go home and I went to get money now.
So the guy said, "Guys, make your left up."
No, I. In this economy, like even 100 naira will be let go.
Why didn't you just snap you or something or record you?
Begging. You know, interesting. I was walking. I just said, "No, now, don't walk. I just took a bike. Say when I get home, I'll pay you." Well, it was bad though, you know, because I don't hold cash, so I didn't have any money apart from the 200. I just saw it as get pay. I didn't have any money to do anything at all. My cards, everything. Yes, sir.
Yeah, but you can transfer now.
On this, my network, I don't want to call them out. I know it never works. I will have data. You tell me I don't have data.
You just reviewed me. You need to settle people. No one of the security guys always complain about you. You don't settle them. Right?
Okay, I get. Oh, I love carrying this cash conveniently.
When I want to settle them, I come with cash. In fact, I go to the ATM to ask them.
You for money. You never has given me cash.
And why will I give you cash?
Help the needy.
Which of the needy? What's so needy about you? If you want someone to help the needy, go to Sir Charles, man.
He's always
helping. Yeah, wow. Sir Charles, how come you never helped me? Don't I look needy to you?
You know the worst people to owe money?
Who are they?
Okada people for one. And then Olosho.
Who Olosho?
What do they do again? I don't. What brand of business is that?
Ashegu, he knows.
But you mentioned them now, Olosho. I'm sorry.
Ashegu, he knows.
What is Olosho?
He knows. A few times he's had experience. So.
Anyways, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. It's a very good friend of mine's birthday today, Mrs. Olabisa Onabolu. Happy birthday, dear. God bless you and yours, my to my great friend, Olumide Onabolu. And they've been together since when you are in 19, she came to you in 1985.
Okay. First love.
And they've been and I introduced them. So I always make fun. No, she always tells you get out.
That's the only one good thing you did.
Whatever. She always tells you to get out, but I introduced them. They got married because of me.
And are you the best man?
No.
What did you do at the wedding?
One thing about you boys on this show, you don't like to listen to the story, like the narrative. You're always looking for backstory. The story is I introduced her. Finish. That's it. Finish. That is my claim to fame.
You didn't give the toast.
Yes.
You are not MC.
No.
You are not a best man. They don't even tell you when they're selling that Herbie.
No, it was but it was in the Kai ceremony though, so I don't think they do all those kind of things. Okay. It was in the Kai ceremony. So yeah. Oh, so I've given the backstory a bit. So
knowing
so
you,
baby, you owe me, BC, you owe me. And they have four lovely children. Wow. Yeah, four lovely children.
Is she listening now? I don't know.
Maybe there's always somebody that knows that. Today
is Sebastian's birthday.
Yes, Sebastian.
Well, yesterday.
Was it yesterday?
Eight. Ah.
Oh, yeah, it was yesterday. But let me blow this one. Yeah, listen, Sebastian, wherever you. Many happy returns. Yeah. Many people are very special people. Very, very special. Loving, kind, generous, tenacious, passionate. Great people. Yeah, so let it all hang out there. It's all good.
So, Sir Charles, how you doing? Because the only time I hear your voice was when you spoke about Lucio.
Exactly.
Let's go back to the conversation.
But you know what that is?
No, I don't.
Tell, so how do you know it's a bad word?
No, I said I didn't say it was a bad word. I said that was the only time we heard your voice.
Exactly.
So let's go to the
educate us. Give us the
I know it was a side story you were giving.
Mm-hmm. So. Your Charles always is full of side stories. You know, Charles shares his experiences. At times, he camouflages them as experience of other people. The other side. Like that time of Dubai. I don't know why I felt that. You know, when you're talking about in the third person, but it's okay. It's all right. No, I like.
Okay. There's a lot to get through today. I don't know how we're going to manage our time. But yesterday, we spoke about the possibility of speaking with the president of the AFN on the show this morning. What time do you have to do your
corner
appointed?
Let's call him.
This is money where they call it when nobody they see.
Charles, are you talking about? Yeah, just call our Femi's corner. That's what they, you are too deep. Yeah, they call me a bunch of subtle.
Let's call him. Let's call the president of the AFN. He's doing. This year is a very good year for us. AFN.
Oh, goodness me.
This year is a good year for us, athletics.
Is it now?
Yes, it is. We've got a lot of things we're hoping for. Imagine if a couple of Nigerians win the 50,000 at the Olympics. Imagine if we get breakout athletes at the Olympics. Imagine all the hard work we've put together this year. Hello? Our athletes bear fruit. So good.
Mm.
Another person okay. that's available, hello? But maybe we'll push it to tomorrow.
Yeah.
The general manager, yeah. Rivers Hoopers.
Hello, good morning. Good morning. Joining us now is Chief Tony Okoa, the president of the Athletics Federation of Nigeria. Good morning, Chief. How are you? Sheikh Magbede is also in the building as well, Femi Faraway. And we just want to, you know, have you share your thoughts on our preparations for the Olympics taking place in Paris, France. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Charles. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm sure you're good as well.
Yes, I am. I'm the rest member of the
group. Yeah, morning, Chief. Well done, all of you.
Okay, Chief. I know that the Olympics is under the Nigeria Olympic Committee, yes, but the Athletics Federation of Nigeria also plays its part in terms of ensuring that we have a successful outing, you know, at any Olympic event, and this one is not an exception. What exactly is it that the association is doing to help our athletes put out the best, you know, come the Olympics in July?
At the moment, nothing much, apart from trying to push them for qualification. Mm. Qualification is still ongoing. You know, we just came back from Bahamas, and that is for the world relays. And we went with four relay groups. Which is the 4x1 men, 4x100 females, 4x4 mixed relays, and then 4x4 male. And all of them qualified for the Olympics. And for the individual event in athletics, qualification is still ongoing. So far we have about 7 of them that have qualified, and then we are still looking at more competition for us to have more athletes qualify in the individuals, and then hope that the 4x400 females will qualify in Cameroon in the Senior African Athletics Championship. So that is what is going on. And at the moment, it is about qualification now. Well, soon, maybe within the next 1 or 2 weeks, we're going to sit down with the Federal Ministry of Sports Development and Nigerian Olympics Committee to map out strategies of how to help athletes prepare themselves well, especially those that have qualified, to prepare for the Olympics proper. So that is the situation at the moment, and we pray and hope that the federal government will come out well to encourage these athletes to qualify. And we're still out there looking out for sponsors. It's not been easy. At the moment, we have only one sponsor, which is Premium Trust Bank. that's what we have so far, but we're still knocking on doors of private sector to see how they can help us, because we really need to encourage these athletes, at least some kind of stipends to help them prepare. You know, that is the situation at the moment, Charles.
What kind of difficulties do you face in terms of convincing corporate Nigeria to put their money where their mouth is? You know, I really don't understand why there's this wait until the athletes qualify before they start to realize that, okay, this is a potential, you know, avenue for exposure. Why do they have to wait so long? You know, what are those challenges that you face?
A lot of them always tell you that the economy of the country at the moment is not really at its best, paucity of funds and all that, and they'll tell you, okay, let's see what happens next year. They always post you for next year and when they are going to do their next budget. If you knock on their door at that point, they will still give you the same story. So it's not been easy. You know.
Okay.
We always tell them the kind of exposure we can give to them, give their businesses, but they still don't do it. Even when the federal government is ready to take it off from their taxes, they are still not interested.
All right, what are we supposed to be taking a deep look at in terms of comparative advantage, you know, as far as athletics is concerned? We know that the 4x100, the 4x400, they're burning up the tracks. We know that in 100 meters, we do have a stake there as well in the hurdles, in the long jump. Is there anywhere else, really, that we should be, you know, setting our eyes on?
Maybe in the throws, javelin, we have a boy in Namdi that is doing well. We're waiting to see how soon he'll qualify, but so far he's throwing very well. But you know, in the area of jumps, there's another kid right now that is jumping about 6.85, and he has repeated that performance about 3 times so far. So we are looking at that kid too. What is going to happen between now and the next 2 months or 3 months before Olympics? What standard? So it is for us to encourage her and monitor her closely and see what the coach is doing with her. And she can possibly, if she continues like that, she can possibly jump 7 between now and then. If she can do 6.85, 6.86, I'm sure she could do better with all seriousness. So we're looking at that. We're looking at Essie Bume, of course, although she sustained injury recently. But I'm sure that'll heal, and then see what best she can put up for us. You know, my take in this situation is that, by the grace of God, we're going to come out better from the first Olympics. You know, first Olympics, the last one in Tokyo, they had just sworn us in then as a port, and not quite long after that, within 2 weeks, we had to travel to Tokyo. So our board did not really play a major role in that preparation. But I want to believe that we'll be on top of the game this time, this Olympic, and I think Nigeria will come out better. That particular one, it was only S.A. Bume that came out with bronze. And I think Nigeria should do better than that. So let's see what is going to happen in Paris Olympics.
Good morning, Chief. My name is Shagwan Gwede. I'd like to give you a lot of kudos.
Yes,
both yourself and the sports minister, for the great job that you guys did in the All Africa Games. You know, I had the pleasure of attending the closing ceremony. Yeah, I had the pleasure of attending the closing ceremony, and I'll be honest, from the feedback I got, was the athletes were quite happy. You know, there were no issues, because you mentioned Tokyo. I think there was a lot of behind the scenes, stuff. Turmoil, thank you very much. A lot of behind the scenes turmoil, which I do believe affected our performance on the tracks. So based on what we saw from what happened in Ghana and moving on to Paris, It's like you guys have sorted all that out, making the athletes happy, bonuses paid, their welfare taken care of.
I can't really hear you well. You're not.
All right, please hold on. All right. Chief. What we're talking basically,
yeah.
As I said, kudos for what went down in Ghana. Yeah, the All Africa Games.
Yeah,
the athletes put on an excellent performance. So that's congratulations yourself, the IOC, and the sports minister. Now, LOC.
Thank you.
And you alluded a better performance than Tokyo, Japan. But I do believe, I think it was open for everybody to see that there was a lot of discontent in the camp. There was a lot of turmoil, which by and large may or must have affected the performance on the tracks. So my question to you is now, what are we going to do? And learning from the way the athletes were quite happy, the performance they turned out in Ghana, can we replicate the All-Africa experience in Paris and totally different from what went on in Tokyo? That is, the athletes being happy, you know, bonuses paid out that when due, their welfare taken care of, all these things, you know, stuff that that you're working towards now.
Yes. After the Tokyo, you know, we had the Commonwealth.
Yeah, true.
Commonwealth game in Birmingham. That's exactly the kind of thing that I'm looking at for. And by the grace of God, let us see. Everything depends on the kind of funds that will come out to take care of the athletes. That of Birmingham, we were totally in control of our athletes. At that time, we were already seriously on board and we were taking care of things. Before then, we had our junior championship, World Junior Championship in Kenya, and of course, you know what happened. We did very well. We came out at 10th position in the world, and then after that, Birmingham. And you saw what happened in Birmingham. We did the nation proud. Now it's African Games in Ghana. So what I'm saying is, what I will tell the world or tell Nigeria is, let the federal government come out and help the Ministry of Sports Development to help our athletes. Our athletes need help. Our athletes need attention, just like athletes in every other country. You cannot leave an athlete to train in an empty stomach and hope that such athletes will give you the best because of the kind of feeding and their welfare, their upkeep. Some of them are the breadwinners of their home. So when an athlete travels to a competition, even if you are not giving him enough for preparation, but when he travels, his allowance should be paid. We're having problem right now getting some of the athletes paid for African championship. Now some of them have not received their allowances
for the All-Africa Games.
Yes, and they will need this money to prepare, to train. They are preparing for Olympics. And some of them are preparing for Senior African Championship that is coming up in Cameroon. That is also another window for athletes to qualify for Olympics. That is going to happen in June. We are looking at that. Almost every of our athletes will be there. So those that have not qualified that are training seriously, at the moment, they are not. Some athletes are not quite at their best because this is still going on as the build-up stage and training, and you know, at least they should be able to prepare 2-3 times before the Olympics. Then athletes will be hot. So now we just came back from African Games. Most of our good and real strong athletes were not there. Okay, the ones that went to Bahamas for relay, our best were not there. But even some of our second best did us fouls, qualified for the Olympics. So you can imagine by the time they all come together, prepare well, and let the government or the Nigerian Olympics Committee release money for athletes to be together in camp. They will be ready. They will be ready, and Nigerians will be proud of what the athletes will do. In athletics, we're going to come out a lot better than we did before. I can say that. I pray. It's not by any man's power. As much as you work, you pray. Mm. So I believe that God is going to bless the work of our hands.
Amen. Amen, Chief. Well said. Thank you very much.
Okay. You know how it is when athletes want to perform optimally at major tournaments like the Olympics, you know, they're somehow, I don't know, compromised. What's the AFN doing alongside their coaches to educate these athletes? I'm talking about exposure to drugs here, Chief.
Yeah. We have been talking with them and they have been testing. Some of them, you know, they have to do three out of competition tests because mm-hmm. it's Nigeria, because mm-hmm. we're in category A. So that we are monitoring them seriously. Three out of competition tests and in competition tests, they're going through all that. So that is, we've been talking with them that, hey, if you get caught, whatever happens to any athlete with dope has nothing to do with AFN and then whatever. As an outsider, we also want to clap down on them. So we have been doing a lot of sensitization. We have been doing seminars and all that to let them know that you have to compete playing. You cannot compromise. So that's been going on. I want to believe that any athlete that wants to cheat, such athlete is on her own or he's on her own. So we can't be part of it. We've been talking to their coaches too, because sometimes the coaches are always involved and make them do the wrong things. So we've been talking to their coaches, we've been sensitizing the athletes, and I'm sure it's going to be, I don't think any athlete will want to bear that at the moment.
You know, we've had issues of Nigerian athletes doping in the past. What has the AFN done in terms of reaching out to those athletes? Because it seems like once they're called for doping, we just seem to throw them by the side and just never relate with them anymore. I mean, the names are, you know, we have so many names.
Yes, as we don't throw them on the side, we'll relate with them, but the federation just don't want a situation that it will look like we're encouraging them. So what we do is, on the background, we try to cancel them. We can only cancel them, you know, because when it happens, they always, this withdrawal syndrome comes in. So we try as much as possible, we call them, talk to them, and let them know that that's not the end of the world, but the truth is you shouldn't have done what you did. And, you know, we cancel them. But we cannot go to court with them when they have to go to arbitration and all that. No, we cannot truly get involved. If you get involved, the AIU or the World Athletics will think that you're encouraging that. We can be sanctioned as a country. So we cannot do that. Whatever we do should be at the background.
Okay. So what are we as a country doing about having a doping center?
At the moment, we don't. You know, doping centers are not things that you can easily get. Only very few, like in South Africa, where they have lab and all that. But we test. We have Clarida and the rest of them that test our athletes here. But we don't have a lab in Nigeria. And I don't know when the Ministry of Sports will want to establish such in Nigeria, because it's not all about athletics, you know, all other sports too, weightlifting, wrestling, and rest of them, you know, they also test them. So it is not all about athletics. When the ministry decides to have a lab in Nigeria, they will seek the approval, and when they get the approval, they can establish one.
All right, just before I let you go, controversy around World Athletics and their desire to give monies to eventual gold winners at the Olympics. What's, as a federation boss, what's your opinion on that issue?
World Athletics is World Athletics. whatever decision they decide to make, we should all align with them. I don't believe in fighting hierarchies at the top. So we are all under one identity, just like football is under FIFA. We should allow them to do their thing. Whatever decision they take, we should all align. That's my take in everything.
Okay.
Chief, now what for you?
Okay. You know, back in the day, we used to have the mobile athletics. You know, it was very popular back in the days. You know, you've got 30 seconds to answer this. Is that, are we possibly going to have that sort of thing back on the block once again?
I know that I've just collected a number for one of the staff, their management staff. I'm linking up with him this week to see what is they're going to do with us. Seek an appointment with them, and I'll go and discuss with them. And whatever the outcome, sometime someday we will all know about it.
All right, thank you, thank you very much, Chief Tony Okoa, for speaking to us. Yeah. A pleasure. Yeah. Do have a good day.
Yeah, thank you, Charles. Thanks for having me.
All right, bye.
You know what? Quite an interesting interview, Chief, and the main thing I picked up from that interview is the apparent lack of interest from the private sector. This is an Olympic year. SD and I fell out of love last time, but the last Olympic cycle, at least we had this thing, adopt an athlete.
You're not being fair to the fact that we're having financial challenges.
Well, true. In fairness, he did say that.
So while we could do adopt an athlete back then, we can't do it now.
I agree.
A number of sponsors have even said they're reducing it's the headphones. Okay. They're reducing their amount of sponsorship.
Sponsorship. Yeah, no, I get it, to be honest with you. But because, I mean, next year is not an Olympic year. But yes, the truth of the matter, the economic environment is hostile, to be honest with you, too. So, and it's a great pity.
Yeah,
and I'm happy. Although I like the way he actually dodged answering his opinion about the. It's a bit controversial because I watched interviews with Michael Johnson and with Stephen Redgrave, and they have contrary points of views. I think you actually said maybe about going the two options, going developmental.
Yeah,
but Michael Johnson said from that some of these elite athletes are multimillionaires already.
Mm-hmm.
But it'd be nice to spread the money among athletes, because there's some athletes that win gold and have to monetize. I love what he said, that to monetize that gold medal, you know, for them to earn something, you know, they put in some. So it's like, so, you know, for me, once I see athletes getting awarded and
give them the money to prepare.
Yes. Well, give them the money to prepare. And which is the conundrum that we find ourselves in with our own athletes now. As well.
All right. We've got to go for a break right now. When we come back, we'll go through Femi's Corner.
Femi's Corner, yes. Hey, accept.
Okay, so let's share some of the stories coming through today for you on Sports Zone. The Olympic flame, we're all building up to the Olympic Games. It's later on this year, July 26th to be precise. And you already heard from the AFM president, that's a major part for Team Nigeria. Fingers crossed, Nigeria would win a few medals, maybe a few gold medals. Never can tell. That $50,000 all of a sudden looks very good for many of these athletes. But the Olympic flame has arrived French soil, the southern port city of Marseille. There was tight security yesterday, 79 days before the opening ceremony. There's a lot to look forward to. Went from Greece all the way, and they had quite a number of former French athletes to take the torch right there to the Games Village, or the Olympic Center, where it's going to go through. So we're looking forward to that. We're also hoping more Nigerian athletes will qualify. We've seen the athletics team at the Bahamas World Relays. We're hoping to get more wrestlers. We've already seen Blessing Oburu Dudu, Odwaye Adekuroye. Now, the latest, who's also on the path for qualification, is Mercy Genesis. She's up to Istanbul, Turkey, where she's aiming to earn a spot at the Olympic Games. We know the coach, Akko Purity, has said that she'll be there on Friday on the mat. He's also very optimistic about the chances of these athletes. We all are, and we're hoping that we get more of these athletes strut their stuff at the Olympic Games. Internationally, there's also something good coming through from tennis. Naomi Osaka. Not a lot has been said about her since she returned to the circuit, but fortunately, on the Italian Open, she beat France's Clara Burel.
straight set in the first round game, 7-6, 6-1. She's through to the next phase. This is the first time she's beat someone ranked in the top 50 since she returned from childbirth. The last time she beat someone in the top 50 was when she defeated Victoria Azarenka on clay, and this was in 2019. So it's a good story for her. From Formula One, Natalie Robin is leaving Formula One's governing body after serving just 18 months as its first chief executive, the FIA said on Wednesday. Now, Robin was one of the most senior female executives in motorsports, and an arrival from the auto industry was hailed by sports governing body, the FIA, as a transformative moment. For an organization led by Mohammed bin Salman, from the United Arab Emirates, highlighted Robin's appointment as proof of his commitment to equality and diversity after a controversy over remarks he made once about women who think they're smarter than men. That didn't go down well at all with anyone. From the football scene, we gather the NFF is doing things right. They're determined to bolster the development of women's football in the country. They've listed 30 women to undergo CAFC coaching licensing. Course later this month in Abuja, the president of the NFF, Ibrahim Gusau, confirmed this when he spoke to newsmen, saying the work was necessary. The technical department of the country's football governing body is there to ensure that the course holds successfully this May. We keep our fingers crossed, and we hope that that development would transfer into the building of the game of women's football. Still talking women's football, there's updates coming through from the Nigerian team. They're off Flamingos. They depart today for Bamako, capital of Mali, ahead of Saturday's FIFA Under 17 Women's World Cup African Qualification Series Round 3, the first encounter against their counterparts from Burkina Faso. Now, there'll be two games for Nigeria. The aim is to qualify for the World Cup. Nigeria's always gone to the World Cup since its inception in 2008. Nigeria's missed only one edition, 2018 in Uruguay, and the second leg will be played on the 18th of May in Abuja. So that's something to look forward to in terms of the Nigerian football scene. There's also the Golden Eaglets. They'll defend their WAFB Cup of Nations again, starting from the 16th. They've got the first game against Burkina Faso, the University of Ghana. There'll be loads of other interesting games. Ghana will take on Cote d'Ivoire Wednesday the 15th to start things off. We'll be looking forward to that action. There's Niger against Togo. Big games lined out, and all we can hope for Manu Garba and his boys is the best of luck. Now, from the NPFL, the management of Kwara United has sought the support of its fans for the game later on today in the NPFL. That game will be played at the main bowl of the State Stadium complex in Ilorin. Now, it's one of the rescheduled games they're taking on Rivers United. Now, they have got 40 points so far, Kwara United, and are hoping to continue their impressive run. Two victories away from home against Akwa United, also had a victory against Gombe United, and then drew one of the games against Doma United in that sequence. So, three games, three positive results. They can only hope for more when they take on Rivers United later on today. From the NNL, the Nasarawa football scene is currently in turmoil, although the club captain has been denying the stories. But obviously, we saw the players stage a protest against alleged unpaid dues and interference from former club chairman Isaac Danladi. And the players claimed that they have not received their bonuses and were denied payment for flight tickets as ordered by the Nasarawa State Governor. However, Danladi, now the permanent secretary of the Nasarawa State Ministry of Youth and Sports Development, denied the allegations, calling them baseless and aimed at tarnishing his reputation.
Hi, welcome back from that corner.
From that corner.
I take offense.
All right. Interesting game yesterday at the UEFA Champions League, and interesting statement made by Carlo Ancelotti, and this goes out to all of those other coaches always complain about injuries. Carlo Ancelotti says, look, and I quote, "We had a lot of problems this season, not only the injuries of Courtois, Militao, Alaba, we lost Vinicius for 2 months, Camavinga too, Tramini, and we never complained, never." Now look at us now in the finals of the UEFA Champions League.
I thought you knew what I didn't complain. Edin Terzic didn't complain in the final too. He's with Sancho in the final.
That club or that manager.
No, I'm just saying Sancho's in the final.
You know, funny enough, thinking about, I wish him well, you understand, because at the end of the day...
Who, Ancelotti?
Sorry?
Ancelotti. No, we are not wishing Ancelotti well in the final.
I'm wishing Sancho well.
Really?
Because, yes. Yeah, he's playing. I mean, he's good enough to play, and then the final is played, so fair enough. Fair dues. I, of course, I'm rooting for I'm rooting for Ancelotti because his record is, I think this is his sixth final or something.
No, I'm,
the only one who's lost was the one.
I'm looking at Femi won the same way in the spirit. I'm rooting for Dortmund.
You know, and yesterday, you know, I got home yesterday. I just, you know, I sat, you know, I live alone. I always put it back.
So in the silence.
So in the
that sounds like that sounds like an advertorial to me, actually.
So sitting alone in my sitting room, you know, just thinking to myself, and I thought to myself, what were Charles and Femi playing at yesterday? Maligning Harry Kane.
We're not maligning.
We're not maligning.
Let me show you this.
Show me.
Just hang. Yeah.
Looking for what you want to
just
show.
Just to add, Chelsea also allowed their left back, Ian Matheson, go on loan. The guy's in the Champions League final. He's a player who couldn't even play one game at Chelsea this season.
Right. So, but my point about Harry Kane is that.
Yeah.
You
sorry,
guys. Are,
sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
Domino's Pizza in the UK.
Yes.
Put out a post.
Yeah.
Yeah. On Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
It says, introducing the new Harry Kane trophy pizza. And there's nothing in the box.
It's empty.
Okay.
Has to be empty.
Fair enough. That's nasty, but
there's nothing in the box.
Trolling. That's creative.
And it's creative. It's trolling.
That's creative.
Fine, fine. I mean, Southgate and Stuart Pearce then did, and somebody else, Chris Waddle, I think, did an advert once about, it was a pizza about missing penalties and all that. Yeah, fine. That's great sense. That's lovely from Domino's. But the point I'm trying to make, assuming Harry Kane had been signed by Bayern and he fluffed his lines, he wasn't scoring and all, then I'd say, hey, waste of space. He was bought for this. He was bought to win trophies and all that. But he was. But he scored. Yes, I was saying he scored 42 goals.
Yeah, Shagun, we're never going to agree.
So you're putting it. You're breaking his season.
No,
that's not fair.
And he's the highest scorer in the Champions
League. That's not fair.
We have one that gave the assist to our football.
We have 8 minutes. Let's listen to the listeners. We have 8 minutes left on the show because we're never going to agree on this.
You can't equate a team sport. You can't equate a team sport with individual achievement.
Hello. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Charles, the pundit, the more.
Kelvin, morning, my dear. Baba Biji, how are you today? How's Su Leary?
Leary's always the same.
I'll be Leary, Leary.
Charles, the pundit, greetings from Kaido Mogaji. I spoke to him yesterday from Chicago.
Oh, fantastic. From Chicago. Yeah, cool.
Get one Mogaji. Get one Mogaji where they rock my mind for primary school those days.
What on earth does that mean? My God. This boy, I'm feeling dumb.
Yeah, Mogaji, Dele Mogaji, I can never forget her. Incidentally, she's the sister of Mogaji at Classic, former Classic FM.
Shawls,
yeah, younger sister of Shawls.
I'm not saying you're
a Shawls. Guy.
I want to say something. Is injury not part of football? It's not part of the game?
Yes, no.
I don't know why this complaint about injury.
They don't win. A bad summer blames his tools. Yeah, I agree with you.
Yes, it's part of the game. So you can't read up. It's not an excuse for at all. It's not as but this is Ancelotti. Not being carried ever since where he knows anything. So what changed?
Oh boy,
Now money and quality. Money and quality makes a difference.
I wish them to take the decision for the final. Let Madrid run try. 14 times.
I'm all Real Madrid, man. 15 times, man.
All right, man. Cool. We also do have messages coming through. Yes. Let's take a few of them if time permitting. Okay. Good morning, Sports Zone. Please, can someone explain how on earth Everton let Ancelotti go? Babs from
they were lucky. No, they were even lucky. He left. They were lucky to even get
him. From apparently Ancelotti has won five title all the five leagues.
Yes, but he also has some of the ugly records as well. Of world football. He lost the Champions League final to Liverpool.
Yes.
He lost the French League title when he was leading, when they sacked Kumbari.
Okay. Good morning, guys. Shedding from Ejibo. Charles, this is why Ten Hag should be sacked, complaining while others are winning.
Abby? Yes, sir.
Oh, man. Okay. Good morning, great man of the Sports Zone. My name is Timmy K. Hala Madrid, Uncle Shagun, please, I saw something yesterday. Man City and Girona is owned by the same person, which means one team will have to drop for the other. That is not true.
No, that's not true.
The rules, same group, the rules have changed, yes, so both can play in the Champions League now.
RB Leipzig and RB Salzburg, they're owned by the same company.
Red Bull.
Yeah, yeah. But
Bayashala wants to know if Venus Williams is still playing tennis or she's retired.
Yes.
Yeah, she is.
Even Serena Williams has not retired too.
Are you sure? Serena has retired.
No, Serena just said she's moving a week.
She's retired.
She did not officially say retired.
Even Victor Pepe didn't officially retire, but...
Why do you always like bringing up because that interview with the, whatchamacallit, with the... with Honorable Legbele hit the mainstream media. Actually, I heard.
Oh, did it?
Yes, it did. Although, I'm funny, it was down at sister station, really, as part of their main news. But they just said on a radio station, they didn't give us credit. Can you imagine?
The part about Kwara United dodging a game, was it on the news? Because that's a very, very crucial thing that most people didn't pick up on.
What was on the news was the improvement in the players' renewment. From 150 at, but we'll discuss that later.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Mr. Producer.
Uncle Charles.
Mm-hmm. How you doing?
My just interview this morning. is he cousin, brother to the governor of Delta State?
They are related, yes. Yes.
Which governor?
The former governor of Delta State, yes.
Former governor of Delta State.
Yeah.
Are they related?
Yes, they are.
They are. Okay. And
Mr. Wallace, the same answer now.
Tell us why Kwara United are dodging a camera in your stadium.
We need to ask Mr. Olafe.
Please, Mr. Olafe, we are expecting you to come and explain.
Come and defend your team.
You know, they say in Safon TV, why are you dodging TV from showing your magic? That means we've been acting. You don't let me use power.
No,
we are taking.
When
you come, we talk. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
You know, Moses and I were on a game once. I think it was Aqua United, old stadium. They actually refused to play and wanted to rush our cameras. Thank God for our mobile police. We had mobile police, some protective duties. They're the ones that stayed them out. But our cameras wanted to show the melee. They scattered the game. They wanted to beat the ref and everything.
Sometimes, you know, I'm trying to be as neutral as I can sound. When Mr. Motosho asks questions, it seems like I see there's something at the back of the question.
As I said, I've already pronounced it one of our most optimistic listeners. You see, you need to have a pure mind to understand.
The first thing you want to know is if they are related.
No, but if they're related, there's no big deal.
There's no big deal.
I would have asked that, I'm not a member of the family, so I don't.
There's no big deal.
Their genealogy is really not is out of...
exactly, what's the big deal?
It's no concern of mine.
Exactly.
Yeah. As far as they're doing the job, yes.
Next.
Exactly, yeah, Toto.
Yes.
Guardiola owns or has shares in Girona and Man City. Guardiola owns or has shares in Girona and Man City are in the UCL. Wouldn't there be manipulation of interest?
No.
I never heard that story.
His brother is the one. I think his brother is like the chairman of what's the name. Girona. Yes.
Whose brother?
Guardiola. I'm talking about this. I think it was Ancelotti's brother as part of his coaching setup. It happened.
Pochettino's son is on the coaching at Chelsea.
Yes. So family members can be in the same.
That's for the benefit of Apple.
Yes.
Can you please turn down the audio of your radio, please?
Morning.
Hello, good morning.
My name is Rex.
Rex, how are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Been a while.
Uncle Charles, good morning.
My guy.
I do, Uncle Charles. So I have a problem with... I want to go back to feeling the church, right? Nobody is mentioning that we are in a bad state for qualifying for the World Cup. All what people are saying, he must qualify. He's starting his coaching career on a ship that is taking water. Nobody is saying that. When he doesn't qualify us, we'll crucify him. We do that to, we have done that to CSR. The two times CSR has handled the national team, he picked up a sheep that was taking water. And we're not saying anything about it. But if it was a foreign coach, would have been saying, give him time.
Rex.
But Rex makes a valuable point.
Rex, this is not the first time.
Oh, sorry, the 2 points. Who was in charge?
Shegun, this is not the first time that a Nigerian coach has taken over the helms of affairs when the national team is supposedly sinking. Even though I don't agree with his choice of words.
No, I don't agree. Soto and
the group Zimbabwe leaders have how many points? The group leaders have how many points?
No, but I'm talking about Nigeria's perspective.
No, we are currently 2 points.
It was a foreign coach that caught us.
We are 2 points behind the leaders. That's not enough excuse.
No, what? Nobody's giving.
And South Africa. Excuse. South Africa has how many points?
Let's talk about it the way things stand. It's as
not,
they are.
Are you saying that he cannot qualify?
I'm not saying it's not, but I'm saying from the so-called foreign coach, we have 2 points.
It doesn't matter.
Two games.
Shegun, if the man knows that he cannot do the job, then don't take it.
It matters. Don't take it. I need to stop thinking for now.
Don't take it.
It matters.
Hello, good morning.
Oh, it matters. It matters.
Do you need water?
Hello, good morning.
I had some this morning. Thank you.
Is there anybody on the line? Good morning, people. How are you?
Because I noticed you didn't call your water bottle.
Your water bottle.
Oh, man.
Why is this guy so hot? What's your problem? No wonder.
God, they come out and speak for never us.
They what?
You are. Yeah, you are. Do you know the time you listen to? But Nigerian has been improved now. Now you hear Nigerians
accent
speaking the way they speak.
My brother, it's not true. You never hear enough. You haven't heard enough. Yeah, it's not true.
You know what?
You've not heard enough, Shegun.
You know what?
Classic way of listening.
You haven't heard enough.
I listen to the extent that at a time every radio station
sounded the same.
Had a Dan Foster.
Okay,
no, that was for presentation. That's different. Yeah. We're talking.
No, Dan Foster sound like foreign, like you know, like you're not.
Oh, Dan Foster sounded somebody. Yeah, yeah. Not a,
no, at some
American.
Point it was important that your morning person
would have. Yes.
There's one particular radio. There's one particular radio station that actually boasted that. Ah, we said if we get our own.
Really,
I'm telling you.
We get our.
We get our yes now.
Give us a clue.
Eh?
Give us a clue.
No, it's very open.
No, but I think I read generally everybody sounds normal and all that, you know.
Yeah.
Actually listen to radio.
He doesn't. He's always stuck on classic. Yes. He never goes anywhere else. He doesn't listen.
But that's where the problem is.
I jump radio station, I listen well
and
so a lot of finesse speaking summaries.
There's one radio station in the afternoon. The women,
the babes there.
Don't you notice that Kayode's voice changes at 11 o'clock?
Oh, well, Charles, you notice. It's so irritating.
It's
polar. You know, so how are you guys doing today?
Where is Harry?
Well, I forgot to wait, see.
Maybe we're still struggling with foreign accent. Let's ask Kono. By now, he should have changed his.
Yeah, Kono said they say that is in
the cabin. Hi, Mr. Kono. How are you?
How are you doing, mate?
I'm very fine.
I say I'm very fine.
Where else I'll descend on you now?
Ah, from where? Bluetooth?
Is Badagry a bad place?
Abby? Oh, Badagry.
Oh, are you from Badagry?
So where are you from, mate?
No, it's from Cotonou.
Who's asking the question?
Who's asking the question? Oh, well, from tomorrow, John. For today is the way, Jan. It's the wheel. All right, on that note, Sports Zone, signing out.
Your favorite Lagos Talks podcasts are now available on all online podcast platforms. Simply search for Lagos Talks 913 on your preferred podcast platform. Lagos Talks 91.3.
Join the conversation.